Make sure you have the KSL News Radio app to stream BYU games wherever you go. You can also get breaking news alerts and podcast your favorite KSL show, all on one app for KSL News Radio.
This Thursday, however, the app will not be working for stream. Just FYI, Cougar fans, only 102.7 FM and 1160 AM is where you can hear BYU versus Duquesne. So just a heads up, only on the radio dial, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And, of course, you can watch the game on True TV. And we'll have coverage inside the arena for BYU and Duquesne on KSLSports.com. So tip-off 10:40 AM on Thursday, Matt. One of the things that stood out from last week's loss against Texas Tech, slow start once again for BYU. It's been kind of a theme with this team outside of the UCF win in the Big 12 tournament. Is it time to make a change? Change up the starting lineup, ruffle the deck a little bit as they go into the NCAA tournament?
No, the only thing that really needs to be changed, and I don't think it will be, and this is a nitpick of the highest nits being picked, the change needs to be Coach Pope's substitutions pattern. I don't like how to start games, he'll wait to get Jackson Robinson in almost always 5 minutes. Yep. There's never like after 2 minutes, it's going south, you're down 7-0. There's never a quick timeout to get new people in. It's always just status quo through the first timeout. And then Jackson will come in after the first media timeout. That needs to be evaluated. If it's a 5-0 start and things are rolling and someone's not playing good D or not making shots, I'm going to Richie, I'm going to Jackson, I'm going to the guys who have been consistent all year long. Secondly, too, you have to ride the hot hand. We have seen him make that mistake a couple times this year. He did it with Trevin Nell when he was banging threes earlier in the season in conference play, and then he did it in the loss. Jackson Robinson was making threes, and I know he said, hey, he had four fouls. Sometimes you just got to let players play.
Yep.
If someone picks up two fouls, if let's say Dallin Hall gets two fouls with 14 minutes to go in the first half, you need to trust Dallin Hall to stay in the game. Like, at some point, you got to let your best players play through these things. You can't micromanage every little situation. So that's what I want to see. Hopefully, none of those scenarios play out, and you can just ride your rotations like normal. But if you do need to make a tweak, I want to see it from Coach Pope in terms of how he subs players in and out.
I like that take. And, you know, this is a big opportunity for Mark Pope. You know, only his second NCAA tournament appearance. It would have been his third had COVID not wiped away the 2020 bracket. But, you know, how does he handle managing a March Madness game? Because, I mean, we haven't coached in one of these settings, but I can only imagine it's a lot more tense. It's a bigger pressure cooker than anything they maybe see.
And winner go home.
And yeah, exactly. And the thing is that I'm fascinated to see how BYU performs in this tournament, knowing that they've been a battle-tested team. I just feel like that is a new dynamic that is so different than years past for BYU. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, when years gone by, when I would see a team in BYU's quadrant or their region, I'd think, oh, man, avoid that team at all costs because they've never seen anything like that. I look at this bracket, even UConn, who is dang good, and I think I tentatively have them picked to win it all, but I feel...
Well, you got a repeat coming in?
I feel like I need to change that. I don't know, but the thing is that I just feel like BYU has seen the big physical teams, the athletic squads, and they're in this spot. They've managed that. They've played a ton of quad one, quad two teams, and they're here. They were the highest rated 5-seed team. They technically get a 6. You know, I just want to see what impact that has to where, you know, when they get into these games in March Madness, how they stay the course, stay calm, because they've seen it all, and nothing should faze them in this bracket.
Last chance to get in a call, Cougar Nation, if you want to chime in. How confident are you that this team can get to the Sweet 16? 801-575-8255. 801-575-TALK to jump on here before the opening round on Thursday for BYU. Devil's advocate to that, though, Mitch. This team is experienced, and they've been through a lot. However, the guys who have been around for a while have had no success in tournaments. None in the WCC tournament and none in the Big 12 tournament.
They did win that Vegas showdown, if you want to call that like a bracket.
But that's
there's
no pressure in that. That's basically a preseason
fun
Thanksgiving trip down to Vegas. So it's not like they can call upon previous experience of we took down Gonzaga and won a WCC, or in this tournament we had this adversity. I mean, maybe a little bit in the UCF win, but not a lot of postseason success for this group of BOU players, which I hope changes coming up this weekend.
It's going to be a fun game, and do you feel like it's a BYU blowout? Do you feel like BYU just rolls with ease to a win?
No.
I feel like they win, but I think it's going to come down to the under four media timeout second half, and Duquesne's still going to be in striking distance.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be close. Look, these tournament games, and ever since the portal and NIL a little bit, it feels like these mid-major teams have gotten stronger, and there's just a lot of experience with these groups of teams that are able to retain their players. And because roster turnover, and this is something I like about BYU, because roster turnover is so high at the top level, where you're constantly bringing in new guys are going to the league, doing whatever, there's less continuity at the top, which makes some of these lower teams that have some continuity thrive. Look, that's why we saw teams like FAU last year go to the Final Four. We've seen some of these top teams struggle because there's no continuity. I like that for BYU, that they have played together for now their second year. They have been through some battles, just haven't had the postseason success, but I like that. But Duquesne, look, you don't get into this thing by accident. You have to be playing good basketball, and I think in this opening round, anything can go. You just want to survive and advance this opening round, get your feet wet a little bit, get the jitters out, and then in that round of 32, you can kind of get back to who you are.
If BYU wins a game on Thursday against Duquesne, 10:40 a.m. tip here on KSL News Radio, are they one of the great all-time BYU teams? Getting
no.
at least one win
no.
in the dance?
No. Definitively no. Sweet 16, yes.
Okay.
Right. You feel like one win's enough to put great on there?
Maybe I just set such a low bar on this NCAA tournament. Maybe I'm just
one
so
win
I got
against
PTSD.
Duquesne, and you're willing to say great?
Look,
you
got
to get to the Sweet 16.
I just feel like, man, you get that win on Thursday, that feels special. They're just so hard to come by.
They're
Matt.
A favorite. They're almost a double-digit favorite.
I know, man, but these games are hard. They are so difficult. You think Big 12 games are hard. This is going to be the toughest game in BYU's lives.
No.
It
no.
is. I'm telling you, Matt, this is going to be so challenging.
You're giving me some Coach Pope speak here. This will be the hardest
Look,
thing
I believe
you've
it.
Ever been through.
It is. BYU-Duquesne is going to be the game of the century for BYU.
Give me a break.
March Madness games just take on such a huge life, man. But with all that said, and I say that because it's transfer portal season two, with all that said, BYU's getting it done on Thursday.
I like BYU to win as well. And here, I'm giving you a bonus prediction. I like them to beat Illinois. Give me the Sweet 16, baby. Let's go, Cougs.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have you covered in Omaha. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you later this week.